Blog Talk Radio.
Recording in progress.
Of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas. We welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, TJ Tipton and Brad Dick.
Saving the world. One life at a time. We are the ones that your parents formed here. But this show is always about politics and religion. Or religion and politics, everyone. Welcome, Bradley.
Well, welcome.
Hope everything's going good in your neck of the woods. Well, I believe. I got some information I need to share with you. Probably going to upset you a little bit. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Because apparently Facebook doesn't like our information that we've been giving out on COVID-19. Yeah, and they said some unapproved COVID-19 treatments may cause serious harm. I don't even know why they're putting that on our stream here. Because I haven't said nothing about COVID-19 yet. Maybe because that part of the show it says, well, the FDA is strongly against ivermectin uses for COVID-19. Several states in India are having huge success with it. Maybe that's why that they, you know, wanted us to, you know.
Possibility. Well, you know, those fact checkers, they really check out well notes, right?
Well, you know, everybody can't be perfect like you and me.
Well, true.
So, you know, I know that's hard for most people to believe, right? But not everybody can be correct all of the time like we are.
Yeah. True.
So what's going on over there in Waldron, Arkansas?
What's not going on in Waldron is the better question.
Yeah. Is there a lot of, things going on over there? I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, Waldron is a one-horse town, right? They even took Walmart out.
Yeah, we don't even have Walmart.
Then we have a Walmart anymore.
Which, you know, it worked out well because
yeah.
Without Walmart, we're able to
save money.
Well, go to other towns.
Hey, folks, we're going to have a great show today. And the number to call is 563-999-3597. Of course, you can see it if you're on Facebook Live, of course. But I didn't get to finish last night. Can you believe this? We did not get to finish last night all the information that we have because there's just so much going on, right? And I've always heard people say, "Man, it's hard. It's hard for me to get." You know, the stuff that I need for my show. And, we could do like a 3-hour show and have plenty to talk about. I don't know if it's because you have such a gift of gab or what, but.
Something like that.
You know, Brad, tonight we're doing another milestone here with Right Talk with 1T. And we are streaming live, right? On 2 Facebook channels, a YouTube live, Twitch, and also DLive.
Wow.
So, you know, we're getting out there. YouTube Live, all you have to do is go to YouTube and search for, okay, just search for Right Talk. Matter of fact, today I spent some of my time, and somebody mentioned to me to create a new, don't tell Facebook this, but to create a new Facebook, right? And so I created a new Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/MrTJTipton. That's MR, by the way, because TJ Tipton had already been taken up by yours truly.
TJ Tipton.
Yeah, by TJ Tipton. Do you know how many TJ Tiptons there are on Facebook?
I'm hoping there's not more than one.
There is. And you know, I was looking up Brad Dick, right, because I was adding you as a friend. I like the list. About 300 people came up, you know, Brad Dick. I said, how can anybody? We're not alone. They're probably aliens.
Oh, my.
They're probably one of those Brad Dicks is that socialite
alien
there in England and is an alien, and she's dating Brad Dick. I'm just glad it's not you, right? Anyway,
worried about you.
I know it. But besides the live streaming that we're doing, right, we're on Roku. They're having a little bit of problems with that, but we do have one show on Roku. We'll be adding more tomorrow, the next day. We've got Amazon Fire Stick and podcasts. I'm getting people from everywhere messaging me and talking to me about our podcast. And that's Pod Paradise, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. It's just amazing. Amazing the information that you can get out there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Going to make Santa jealous.
We're going to make Santa jealous because, Right Talk's everywhere, man.
That's right.
So one more time, let me give you the phone number, 563-999-3597. And I tell you, I'm excited about the show tonight. And I want to start off with FDA, okay, has come out and said about ivermectin, okay? And a lot of people are using the deworming drug, and they're saying it should not be used to treat COVID, okay? That's what they're saying. I mean, once I found out how much money that they're making off of these inoculations, you can see why that they don't want you to take ivermectin, whether it works or doesn't work, right? But they're saying that ivermectin is a potentially dangerous and unproven medication to help COVID-19 patients. We know that. You know, it's being widely dispensed despite warnings as a nation is in the grips of the Delta variant surge, right? Internal data from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention reviewed by ABC News estimates that a 19-fold increase of the antiparasite, of the anti-parasite medicine being distributed during the first week of August. So they're seeing the sales go up, right? Okay.
Right.
And I know you had something. What were you going to say about ivermectin?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, our very own Mr. Hutchinson, our governor, mentioned today that it has gotten to the point where it is important to make that public announcement that you have to be careful and not take that which is designed for large animals.
Everybody's saying that. And, you know, just because if you're going to use it, right, and again, the FDA says that they don't want people using it for the treatment of COVID-19. That's what they're saying, right? Okay. Now, I'm just repeating what they said, okay? And my Lord, you're not a horse, right? So, I mean, it's not like that you can take what you give a horse for worms, right? You know,
you would think that'd be common sense.
Well, you would think it would, but probably some of those regressors got in there and, you know, they want to take out as many conservatives as they can, right? So,
right.
But, you know, that brings me to the next point. And I'm not, you know, I am not in any way saying one way or the other. My job is to present to you what I know. Correct?
Exactly.
And so I was reading, and we talked about this the first show, in the Desert Review out of Imperial Valley, California, right? That there are states that are in India that are using ivermectin, okay?
Right.
And Uttar Pradesh, which is about two-thirds the size of the United States, okay? They have started using ivermectin, a population of 240 million people, and only 5% of those people are fully vaccinated, only 5%, right? And so they started using ivermectin, and the COVID daily cases are now 26, not 2,600, but 26, and the COVID daily deaths are 3.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know what the FDA is saying. I know what the governor is saying, right? Because we got a bunch of silly people out there, you know, and they are not being wise, okay? But I know a lot of people that's taking it. I know a lot of people that are, we got a call, Bradley. Let's see what we got going on here. Hey, caller, welcome to the show. Give me your name and what state are you calling from?
Hey, it's Butch.
Butch.
Hey, it's Butch calling. Yeah, I'm calling in from Florida State. How you guys doing? I love your show. I'm loving your. We've been watching on. I'm watching on the live, and it's a very good show so far.
Well, awesome, awesome. Glad you're enjoying it. Glad you're liking it, Butch. What's the weather like out there in Florida?
Just I guess the sunshine all the time. My friend Dickie says sunshine all the time. That's how you know you're in Florida. But you guys are where you guys live on?
Well, we are in Western Arkansas. We're in Western Arkansas in the Washington Mountains.
Hey.
Yes, sir. And what's on your mind, Razorback, man?
Razorback.
Well,
sorry,
we're really seeing it. We're really seeing
it. It's late here. I've been drinking a little bit with my friend, but just had one beer. So
okay.
You guys are talking about ivermectin, and you guys taking ivermectin for your COVID.
Well, I'm not, but people are. Yes, that is correct.
And you said it's good. People should take it for COVID. Their ivermectin.
No, I never said that. But the FDA has said that don't take it. While there are states in India that have completely almost wiped it out.
What do they know?
Well,
what do they know? FDA.
We're finding out. Yeah.
FDA.
We're finding out what they know.
FDA off. I'm just kidding around, though. How come
Donald Trump tell me
to get a vaccine? How come Donald Trump tell me to get a vaccine, man? Well, honestly, if I'm being serious for a second, why you tell me to get a vaccine, man? I ain't get it. Tell me to do my body, Ms. Senator Trump?
Well, I think that a lot of people really want the best for America. I'm not going to say that all politicians want the best for America, right? But I do believe that there's people out there that want the best for America. And there's people that truly believe that the vaccine is going to help us at least curb it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that.
How many diarrhea do you do in a day?
Well, what I'm trying to say is that our stance is that there should be no way.
What I'm trying to say is how many diarrheas do you do in one day versus the solids?
I do not know.
Well, you got to know. If there's anybody who's going to know, what does it come out of consistency-wise? What it come out of, when it come out on in the toilet? Is it a liquid or is it a solid? How often? break it down for me. 50% of solids, 60% of solids.
I really don't know. Bradley, what do you think?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I mean, last night we covered some very good information on, you know, if you do have diarrhea there. But we've got the top 10 cleanest restrooms all across the country we talked about last night. And got the pretty
–
What does it mean
the title of your show? Your title of your show is Rye Talk?
Right Talk. Right Talk.
But there's only one T.
Exactly.
Which word is it in?
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Hey, we're from Arkansas and Oklahoma, so we just kind of, you know, add it all together, Right Talk.
Okay. Can I come on your show on a video? Can I come on a video?
We'll see. We'll check it out. We can sure do that.
I ain't got a shirt on.
Well, it won't be tonight.
But I'll send you. Can I send you a message? Where I can send you a message?
Are you watching live? Are you watching Facebook live?
Yeah.
You can just message. You can message me through that.
On Facebook, I can find you on Facebook.
Yes, you sure can. Matter of fact,
I got
censored a band
on Facebook. Guess what?
Oh, did you?
Free speech is dead for all and on everybody because I go on there and I put on and put it in. It says, oh, cancel culture says the password incorrect. Oh, you enter the wrong password to the cancel culture. Hey, thanks, guys.
Facebook doesn't like the truth. That's for sure.
Doesn't like the truth
Facebook
of a password
like
being wrong.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll see you later, guys. You guys see you later.
All right,
now,
thanks
for delay
in,
on
bro.
The phone. You guys can figure out a delay on your freaking college system. It makes it really hard to talk for a bunch.
Yeah, just, you know, we do try to do this a family show. All right. So, Butch sounded like he was having a great time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was having a lot of fun.
So, back to my ivermectin. It's working in India. That's all I can say, right? The United States off of ivermectin with a population of 331 million. Half of us have been inoculated, right? And as of 1st of August, we had 127,000 cases. Now, I'm not telling anybody to go buy ivermectin. I'm just presenting to you what the stats are. Right. So
yeah.
I think that's important. And I, Brad, I agree. And I agree with the governor. You know, it's like we don't want just go out there and, you know, I don't even know. I've never taken ivermectin. So I don't know. All I know, it's for pinworms.
Right.
I know that. That's all I know about it.
Right.
But you sure don't take a horse shot of it.
Right.
A horse snort of it.
You sure don't take a horse shot of it. Along with your alcoholic beverage.
No, that's probably. I better be quiet. I better be quiet. Hey, you know, they're telling us that we got to go. We got to go to break, bro.
It's probably safe.
probably what we need to do right now is just kind of go to break. Okay.
Right Talk, heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
Oh, I am, Matt Grant. So I need a producer. I'm not used to this. I'm used to, you know, people are supposed to be unmuting me. I don't.
Which has you all messed up, man.
I know. Black Talk, the show that your parents warned you about.
Yeah, they better up.
We talk about religion and politics. And not just religion, but Christianity and politics. Okay. So, I found something that was kind of interesting, rather.
Day.
Fact of the day, Bradley. Are you ready?
Give it to us.
Ohio police are on a lookout for a mysterious serial pooper.
Uh-oh.
Who has defecated on at least 19 cars in the last 3 years. Fact of the day. Would you like to know more?
I would love to.
Akron police said that the culprit was caught in the act and photographed Wednesday morning when pooping on the hood of a car. But according to the Cleveland.com, the suspect has also reportedly pooped on door handles and in passenger seats of unlocked vehicles. A police report notes that the excrement did not cause any damage to the car, but it caused a big stinking mess.
Wow.
Yeah, fact of the day. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. He could have used that top 10 bathroom list.
He could have. He could have. What else you got over there, bro?
You know, I think it goes perfect with your fact of the day, but it's kind of bad news. Actually, it's really horrific news. There's a village that's been terrorized by a baked bean vandal. The village of Wanersh in Siri is being terrorized by a mysterious vandal covering doorsteps and cars in baked beans. The mysterious bandit has been covering doorsteps, homes and cars with the famous orange sauce in the village of Wanesh in Surrey. And the Surrey police have said local officers have received reports of incidents in Wanesh where beans and other food have been poured onto residents' front doors and cars overnight. And the victims are understandably distressed by this unacceptable behavior.
Well, you know, it's probably the serial pooper doing it anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. On a more serious note. The Supreme Court on today refused to block a court ruling ordering the Biden administration to reinstate a Trump-era policy that forces people to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the U.S. With the three liberal justices in dissent, the court said the administration likely violated federal law in its efforts to rescind the program informally known as Remain in Mexico. And it's not clear how many people will be affected and how quickly. Under the lower court ruling, the administration must make a good faith effort to restart the program. Now, whenever I start looking at this, I am a separatist. I thought that one of the greatest things that Trump did was he built the wall, started building the wall, right? And in that, I'm not against anybody coming to the U.S. I'm not against anybody coming to America, right? But what I am against of is that they do it illegally, right? That is where that we need to be able to take a stand. We need to be able to say, if you're going to come into the U.S., you need to do it by the rules and the regulations that's already been set up, right? Okay.
Yes.
My Irish descendants, they had to follow the rules to get here. Your forefathers had to follow,
yep.
Right?
From France, yeah.
Yeah, to get there, okay?
Yep.
And so the Supreme Court is telling the administration, you can't just go in there and do what you want to do. We have rules and we have things in place that protect American citizens. And isn't that what it's all about anyway, is to protect American citizens, unless you live in Afghanistan.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because they're not protected at all.
No, not at all.
Unfortunately.
Now, speaking of Afghanistan, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's a Republican from California, called for Republicans, Democrats, and Independents to solely focus on getting people out of Afghanistan. That should be the number one focus, according to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. I totally agree, right? I totally agree. Democrats and Independents alike, we need to. This is one thing that we need to move across the aisle with, and we need to come into unity to do. We've got American citizens that are still thousands, okay, of American citizens that are being in Afghanistan right now with no way home. And this is what McCarthy said. He said, as I watch other countries and our allies across this world bring their bodies back together of government to work on how to bring their citizens home, the Democrats bring us back to spend trillions of dollars. Now, they're trying to pass a bill right now, right? A multi-trillion dollar bill.
Yeah.
They spend their time on phones trying to twist arms to get people to vote, whereas they should drop that. Our entire focus, Republican, Democrat, regressors, conservatives, independents alike, should be nothing else than bringing our American families home. That's all that matters. And if you have another objective, you need to get rid of that objective. You know what? We can vote on bills later. We can pass bills later. We can do other things later, right? I mean, we're already at the place where Biden is not going to extend the deadline. And you want to know why? Because the Taliban reiterates demand for the U.S. forces to leave.
Yeah.
They're demanding. That the Taliban is now telling us, right, telling us that we are going to be out by the 31st. But remember what Uncle Joe said.
The buck stops with me.
Right?
Right.
Well, apparently it is stopping with him because he's turned us into a cowardly nation. People are just seeing us as a bunch of cowards. And I know this about America. We are not cowards. We've fought for everything that we've ever had. And we will continue to fight for what we have. And I think that, for the Taliban, a Taliban spokesperson following a meeting between leader Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar and CIA Director William Burns in Kabul said there'll be no extension. Who in the world is this guy that's trying to tell us that there can be no extension? Who is he?
Yeah.
We've been there 20 years, and now he's trying to come to us and tell us what we can and what we cannot do. What do you think? 563-999-3597. Now, I want you to understand, Bradley, I got this, and I can't give you the source where I got this at, okay? But I need you to understand that the U.S. military equipment surrendered by Joe Biden to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS, 45 UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, okay? 50 MD-53 Scout attack helicopters. We're talking about heavy, heavy artillery. A Scan Eagle military drones, Brazilian A-29 Super Tucano ground attack aircraft carries laser-guided bombs, 30 military version Scout recon Cessnas. I'm just reading through some of this list. 76,000 total vehicles. 76,000. So I don't even think there's that many Taliban in Afghanistan. Free car for everybody, right? That's,
yeah.
Now listen to this. At least 600,000 small arms, M4s, M16s, M249s, SAWs, M24 sniper systems, 50 calibers, 1,400 M203 grenade launchers. I mean, the list is, I'm not kidding, it's that long of what we left there, right, in Afghanistan.
This is what happens when you withdraw. Some equipment is left there.
Just some equipment, equipment that don't matter, Brad.
I mean, just because we're equipping them to attack us with their most powerful force they've ever been equipped with, no big deal. I mean, it's just, what happened?
We can't help it. I did read that it would take like $4 billion to bring all that equipment back with us, if we had the time, but now the Taliban is telling Uncle Joe what to do.
Yeah.
Taliban is saying, Uncle Joe, you will be out by August the 31st. Well, Bradley, that is just a week from today.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to know why. I guarantee it. If Trump was still president, right, there would not be this kind of talking going on, whether we pulled out or not, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I just find it amazing that we are in a place that we're in, because it just is crazy. Absolutely, some of the craziest stuff I've ever heard of in my life. Right.
Exactly. And, you know, it reminds me of scripture, count the cost. I mean, when we go to war, we've got to count the cost. And so what's the greater cost? Is it the $8 billion or whatever the cost would be to get that equipment back over here, or to pay $1 trillion later in a war again against the Taliban, trying to defend, keeping them coming over here and attacking?
Right. And I just don't know. I mean, we've become a laughing stock, right? Okay. We've become a laughing stock to the world, which brings me to this point.
I need you to take a trip with me to the other side.
I immediately just then became a liberal. I'm on the other side.
I knew it. It was bound to happen.
No, I just kind of wanted to get a view of how that the regressors, remember we changed that from the progression, right, to
right.
Regressors, take a look at this. And I went to democrats.org, okay, and I've never had so much hot air blown up my dress in my life, not that I wear a dress, but if I did.
I thought
right?
You did.
Yeah. So this is what they're saying on their webpage, okay? President Biden has wasted no time getting to work for the American people. And in just under, now this it's been over 100 days, but I'm just reading from what they have, okay? In just under 100 days of the Biden-Harris administration, Democrats have already delivered on so many campaign promises. I would like to know what some of those promises were, because I ain't seen nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be a liberal here. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. President Biden and Vice President Harris administration, they have done so much for America. They have kept so many promises. See, I ought to be a politician. Here you can find more information about the main pieces of legislation that President Biden is working on for you. Ways to mobilize around them and ways to take action around his first 100 days in office. I know it's past 100 days, but it sounds good. The American Rescue Plan. Are you ready, Bradley? The American Rescue Plan. I'm going to sell you this, okay? You this American Rescue Plan. The American Rescue Plan will put money in people's pockets.
I'm checking them.
Shots in people's arms. And ensure the children can go back to school safely. That is the American Rescue Plan. He's done such a great job with that.
Man. Coming from the baseball world, that'd be batting zero. But you're a liberal.
I'm a liberal. I can't believe you'd say something like that to me, right? I just can't believe that you would take such insulting discourse against this great president, because he not only does he have the American Rescue Plan, okay, but he has the American Job Plan. Bet you didn't know that, did you, buddy?
No, I didn't. Do tell.
Yeah, this is a once-in-a-century capital investment in America, not to only meet our current infrastructure needs, like modernizing the roads and the bridges and making sure every American has access to broadband, and not only just broadband, but clean water, brother.
Oh, now I know it's a lie. Can I tell you? I'm not going to go into the water issues. You asked what's going on in Waldron. It ain't clean water. We'll just leave it at that. Continue on, liberal.
Yeah, that's because that you haven't given this president a chance yet. That's your problem, Bradley.
Yes, you're right.
You know, clean water's coming. Clean water's coming. Along with the electric to make it clean, because we're going to get rid of all the fossil fuels. That's part of the American Jobs Plan. We're going to get rid of all the fossil. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about here.
You've got me excited.
I know it.
I'm converting.
But also investing in research and development so that we can make 21st century products in the U.S. and sell them around the world, especially to, we're just going to give away military to the Afghanistanis. I feel so good. I feel so clean and so pure over that.
Don't you?
Yep.
Boy, I tell you.
Well, but last but not least, friend, this great president and this administration is putting American families' plan first. But you didn't know that, did you?
No, that's heartwarming right
Boy,
there.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's really hard for me to stay on this side of it. The American Families Plan is a once-in-a-generation investment, just one time in my whole generation investment in the foundations of the middle-class prosperity. Beyond helping American families meet the needs of the day, this plan powers the innovation of growth of tomorrow through an historic expansion in access to quality education, health care, and child care, and ripping babies out of their mothers' wombs.
This plan is my plan. This plan is your plan. I love it.
I need you to take a trip with me to the other side.
I got to come back. I can't live there very long.
I was beginning to wonder. I thought maybe you'd become that alien and start dating that lady in London.
Rhonda probably wouldn't like that too much. I don't know. She might like it. I don't know. I mean, I just find it amazing. I find it amazing that it's crazy. Crazy. But anyway, what else you got going on over there?
Well, I'll tell you what else I got going on over here. I found out today, well, actually I found it yesterday evening, that there is a top 10 redneck state list.
A what?
Out there.
Wait, a what?
Top 10
okay.
redneck states. So these are the rednecks. This is where rednecks live.
Okay.
Where rednecks are harbored. They're created. They're, you know, and it, beyond where our redneck friend may have called from earlier, we have, number one, Arkansas.
What? You're kidding me. I thought there's hillbillies here. Are they rednecks or are they hillbillies? What do you think? Are they rednecks or are they hillbillies? I just need, I want to know. 563-999-3597. Are we really rednecks or are we hillbillies? Which one?
Well, you know, I hope somebody will call in and let us know, because, I mean, listen, watching this, reading this, it says number one.
Number one.
Is Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Two is Mississippi.
Two is Mississippi.
Number three is New Mexico. Surprised me.
New Mexico.
That's what I said.
I put Oklahoma before New Mexico.
Oklahoma's number 10.
What? Where did you get this list from? You must have got this from the other side.
This ranking came from the website mandatory.com.
Don't ever go back to that
mandatory
website. Don't ever go back.
To it.
No.
It's not right, Todd.
Good Lord. All right, what's number 7 and 8?
7 and 8. Hold on here. All right. Number 7 is going to be Alabama.
Alabama, that makes sense now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But New Mexico?
New Mexico threw me off.
They must have been taking ivermectin or something whenever they wrote that. I don't know.
Something. Horse level ivermectin. I mean, let's. it's crazy. But, you know, did you hear about that Christine Duvall that got $2 million for taking the vaccine?
Where was I at during this time?
In Michigan, they did a sweepstakes that anyone that got the COVID shot in the time of July 1 through July 30th was put into a sweepstakes to win one of three prizes, a $2 million, a $1 million, and a $50,000 prize. Christine Duvall won $2 million for getting vaccinated.
I was never told about this.
I know.
I would have drove to Michigan. I would have got in line. I would have taken the shot for $2 million. Sorry. I mean, come on. I would have. Nobody's forcing me, right? Nobody's forcing me, so I'm cool with it as long as you don't force me to. There's a lot of things I do for $2 million.
I know, right?
I'd be able to do some things I never done before.
Yep.
All right, so
exactly
Fauci, and that's not a clothes designer, by the way, Fauci. Okay. New 2022 timeline for COVID fight could be a political disaster for Biden and the Democrats. This came from CNN, so you know it came from a trusting source.
Exactly.
President Biden just got some deeply unwelcome news. The pandemic that he was elected to end could drag on deep into a midterm election year. Say goodbye, right? With all the political and economic destruction that it could bring, the warning by the government top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, that the crisis won't be under control until spring of next year, and if even then. Now, I was watching Ben Carson. You know, Ben Carson's a really sharp cookie. I like Ben Carson. I would have voted for Ben Carson for president, right, if it got that far. He's a neurosurgeon. Well, we know that he was a part of the administration, right, part of the Trump administration. And he said, I don't have any problems with people taking and being inoculated. I have no problems with people getting the shot. My problem is that America is about freedom. And he started talking about how that it's going to hurt us in the long run, forcing people to do things. Now, I know that there's a lot of brethren that won't agree with me, and I just tell you how it is. When this all started, Bradley, everybody was comparing this to the mark of the beast. Remember that? You know, can't buy, can't sell New York. I mean, it's going on in New York City right now. And listen, this is nothing like the mark of the beast. I've heard people say, well, it could lead us to the mark of the beast. I can see how it would work because we just cowered down, right? Oh, we'll have lines of people. Remember when people were lining up outside of Walmart? Remember that? And then they'd take numbers of people going in the store, people coming out of the store, and we had no toilet paper, we had no paper towels. Things are worse now than what they were worse then, but because it was so new and because that there was so many things that the government was throwing at us, right, that we didn't know the truth. We were just trusting a lot of people. We're trusting the government to get us through this thing. And guess what? We're in a worse situation now, right?
Yeah.
Than what we were then.
Absolutely.
And so I'm looking at this and I'm trying to come to the understanding. And I totally agree with Ben Carson that be inoculated, it does not matter. There's some people like Butch. He ain't going to be inoculated. That's fine, right? We're not here to tell you what you can or what you cannot do because, you see, our forefathers came to America because that they came about freedom. Now, all of our military guys and gals, if they haven't been inoculated, if they haven't had the shot, guess what? They're going to be forced to take the shot. That is not the America I know.
Yeah.
If wear the mask, you know what? I ain't wearing a mask. I don't care who it upsets. I don't care where they throw me out at. I ain't wearing no mask. That's my right. Okay, and don't give me this nonsense that if you wear a mask that people won't catch COVID-19 because they're catching it by the masses in Florida and I mean in New York, and right now in New York you have to be vaccinated, you have to have a mask, right? It hasn't cut back any of the people there from catching COVID-19. Facts are facts, folks, right? Hey, they're telling me that we need to go to a break, okay? So let's just go ahead and head over that way.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with TJ and Brad.
Hey, friend, a few months ago I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, "Hi, TJ, I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG. You are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times." Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series. On Amazon.com.
We're back on Right Talk. Right Talk, the show that your parents always warned you about. As we talk about religion and politics. Not always in that order, of course. But we are on a mission. We are saving the world one life at a time. We're keeping people from having to go through the putridness of watching MSNBC, being able to update and keep current on what Uncle Joe's doing. That's easy because he ain't doing nothing. What's happening in Afghanistan, right? You know, Uncle Joe's polls have really, before I get there, I need to say, we're going to come up, Bradley, with a, contest, okay? And the winner is going to get one of our new mugs. You've seen the new mugs, right? I sent you the new mugs. It's on Facebook.com/groups/Right Talk. Okay. You can go there and see the mugs. And we're going to give away a free mug. Okay. It has the symbol of the show on it, just like it's behind me. And it has a picture of you and me on there. That's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yeah.
To have my smiling face.
Ways in that mug.
See? Didn't that look good? Yeah.
That looks awesome.
Yeah. I thought so.
Good liberal smile.
Yeah. Well, I cross back over. Okay. Cross back over. So anyway, we're going to come up with a contest, and we're going to give away one of those mugs, okay? It'll be a contest maybe if you share the show and if you'll go and like us on, if you go and give us 5 stars, okay? If you give us a 5-star on iTunes. I think it's iTunes, you know, our podcast. iCast, iPod, whatever it's called. I don't like eyes. Okay, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Help me out here, Bradley. Don't leave me out here. You're like those regressors, right, man.
I'm going to regress. maybe we throw in a copy of, I don't know if you'd like to, but a copy of my book, Finding True North. I'll throw that in there.
Hey, yeah, we need to talk about that, brother. Yeah, and I'll throw in my series, too. I've got a lot of books I've written, but I'll throw in the series, okay?
Yeah.
So we'll put a little package together, and we'll make the rules and regulations, and, we'll give this away, okay? I think part of it needs to be, it might be a little bit big of a step for people to give us a call. By the way, we got 7 minutes on the show, 563-999-3597. Okay. So, the polls, really is not helping Uncle Joe at all. Right.
No.
And so Uncle Joe is in a, He's in a bad spot, okay? And everybody, after Trump lost the election, okay, after Trump lost the election, either by whatever reason he lost it, right? I really thought, well, that might be it, you know? I think he was a fantastic president. People didn't like him because he wasn't part of the political system, and he came in to drain the swamp. And I was reading though, you know, he did a rally in Alabama over the weekend, right? Have you seen the pictures of this rally? Have you seen the pictures? Just massive amount of people everywhere. But did you know that the Newsmax audience, just Newsmax audience, more than doubled with over 5 million people watching over the weekend? 5 million people. I don't even think that America's Got Talent gets that many people viewing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
More than we get.
I know. I mean, we're just right under that, right? Right, just a little bit under that, right?
5 million people—that's a lot.
Newsmax scored a gigantic because, you know, I don't think Trump's going to ever do anything with Fox again, right? Because they went rhino on us. Newsmax scored a gigantic rating win with a wall-to-wall coverage of former President Donald Trump's Save America rally in Alabama over the weekend. Ratings show Newsmax doubled its audience compared with Trump's July rally in Phoenix. This is a huge win for Newsmax, is what they're saying. But I'm telling you, it's a huge win for Trump. Five million people, not counting the people that were there. I saw Uncle Joe get off the plane, and he's waving, right? And there was absolutely nobody there.
I could go so many different places with that. He's always waving, and there's nobody there. It's Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe.
Man, I'm just shocked. I really am. I'm over the election. I thought it was a done deal. You know, I'm not going to get into that because there ain't no use crying over spilt milk. But I can cry over freshly spilt milk, and Uncle Joe is causing the cow to leak.
See, we
can say that because that we are from a state that is number one. Number one in what?
Rednecks.
Jiminy Christmas.
You're welcome.
Please do not ever go back to that website again, okay? According to the Nielsen data, Newsmax had to reach of more than 3.3 million total viewers for Saturday's rally, while Trump's speech averaged a whopping 1.7 million viewers per minute. 1.7 million viewers per minute. That makes me want to get out my wallet and donate to his presidency again. Yeah, really. I think he's on the way back. Newsmax estimates that more than 2 million tuned in to the network through the streaming devices, yielding an audience of over 5 million viewers. That's amazing, isn't it? I think it's amazing. Power. Wow. Anyway. Well, I guess that wraps it up for us tonight. Have anything, any other words of wisdom?
No, I think all the wisdom is leaked out.
I leaked out. I appreciate Butch from Florida calling in, right? And we're going to have more callers calling in. I'm excited about the turn that this show is taking. Did you know that they're watching us in Germany?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I get a graph, right? I get a graph of who's watching. We got a lot in this, right? And it tells us who's watching across the world. California is our number one state of listeners and watchers. California.
I would not have guessed that, but go Cal.
Yeah, but you know, if it comes to the time that New York overruns California, I'm just going to pass out. You'll have to drive an hour to come and resuscitate me.
I'll just go to mandatory.com and start reading the stats.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I appreciate everybody. We had a great time tonight. You can catch us on any of the recordings. I guess we're done. Say goodnight, Bradley.
Goodnight, Bradley.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.